Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. We are back after about a two-week hiatus.
Des asleep? I mean, I don't want to like wake her up or anything.
I don't think she's asleep. She hasn't been going to sleep. This is such bullshit that we're talking about this on the podcast. She doesn't go to sleep until a little bit later because she's working later nights because of Halloween Horror Nights.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, so...
Yeah, I think the listener should know, you know, your wife's sleeping schedule. All right, let's move on.
So, we've been gone for a couple weeks because we couldn't work out a schedule to do the official show, which I decided not to do solo. I just skipped it entirely.
We had no official show last month?
We had no official show for... which is fine. We'll get to it because it wasn't really
that's really like
news.
The least important show of our month anyway.
Yeah, most of the games I was going to talk about during the official show I'll just talk about during the mini show. So
yeah, there we go.
Yeah, and we'll catch up on the GBA corner later on. So
yeah, good for it.
But this is the Pokemon show. It is the first show for the month of October.
How many dragons do we have on
13
sure.
1-3. Should we pause for
short four dragons?
Should we pause for a
How
second?
How much short four of them?
Yeah. Oh, damn it, the 6th gen. We're not counting the 6th gen. I'll cut out the 6th gen when we get to them.
Well, that's why, because you got X and Y dragons in there.
Sure do. So we only have 9 dragons to go
through?
9
dragons.
So, as of this generation, as of the 5th generation, I believe there are more legendary dragons than there are normal dragons.
I think at this point,
legendary dragons.
Like, I'm going through the list, I'm like, legendary.
Yeah, it's funny, because that's how awesome the type is. There's a reason we save this type for last, and that's because it's the best.
It is the best.
There are extremely well-rounded Pokemon.
I hope we have the same number one.
This might surprise you. My number one might surprise you.
Really?
Yes.
I
mean, hopefully we'll have, you know, some discussions about this.
Mine was a toughie. This was toughie for me.
And it definitely was. And, you know, the mixing in the 6th gen was. There were a couple of 6th gen ones that made it decently high, but we'll get to them when we re-rank everything.
I went as high as Black and White.
What's that?
I went as high as Black and White.
Yeah, that is exactly what you should have done. I dropped the ball on that one.
Well, there you go.
But, so, let's... Well, anything you want to say about dragons initially? I mean, as of the 5th generation, it only has weakness to ice and itself.
Yep.
Which is, we've discussed before, it's extremely, I don't know, navel-gazy, pompous. Like, the only thing that can beat a dragon is another dragon. So, you're not really afraid of an ice type. Ice is generally a weak type, especially defensively.
Yeah, who cares about ice?
They tend to evolve late. Which
yes,
I know is an issue for
very,
you,
very late.
Not so much for me.
But, you know, a lot of these dragons, really, looking back over it, they evolve late, but it's not that big of a deal to me about how late they are.
Because the path is
like
huge.
48, 55, I mean, by that level, that's what my guys are normally at by the time I hit the Elite Four anyway. So I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
But the only one I have issues with is Hydreigon with this stupid high
64
evolution.
Yep.
Dear.
He is evolving after the Elite Four in his own game.
Yeah, he's like, screw these guys. And it's...
Which is fine, because there's quite a bit of post-game content in Black and White.
Yeah, in Black and White, I say it's fine, but still, he lost some points because of that.
Yeah, well, it's understandable. I mean, he's... Spoilers, he's not my number one either.
Oh, thank God. I was worried you were going to put him number one.
No, I couldn't do it. And it wasn't because of the evolution, it was for other reasons, but...
He didn't make it in my top three.
Interesting.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he's in my top three. But, I don't know, anything else we want to say about dragons before we jump right into it?
Yeah, let's just grab one. I mean, we got 9 of them. Let's just burn through this.
All right, so why don't you start us off here?
My number 9 and number 8 are interchangeable.
Go on.
I have Altaria.
Okay.
Because she's crap.
Disagree, sir. But go on.
Oh, well, it's fine. Her best move she picks up super duper late, and it's like Parashong and Sky Attack. I mean, unless you really get a TM, she's not going to pick up that great of a move. So she picks up Dragon Dance on her own, which is really nice. But with only a 75 HP, 70 attack, 70 special attack, she doesn't really hit hard. But she does have pretty good defense at 90 and 105. So, I don't know. She's just not that...
I think
to me.
One of the hardest things about Altaria is getting it up to Altaria, because Swablu, is that how you pronounce the pre-evolution form?
Swablu or whatever.
Swablu, garbage.
Yep.
Garbage Pokemon, and it's just a flying. It evolves into a dragon, which I think that's the only Pokemon. Well, no, because the other third, one of the other third gen dragons, Trapinch, becomes a dragon.
Yes.
In its later evolutions.
Yeah, Brava, it becomes a dragon.
Yeah. But Altaria is one, and Trapinch, that's one of the interesting things about the third generation dragons is that there are the two of them, like the weaker of the group, Flygon and Altaria. You can get.
There's three.
Yeah, there's the third. The third one is of course, the best one of that generation.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Easily the best of that generation, but the other two you can get fairly easily. When we did our third gen Nuzlocke, I didn't get either one, which was disappointing to me, but it doesn't take much to get two dragons by the end of the game, and you know, if you're putting some work into it, you can get three dragons all in your main team by the end of that third generation game.
Which, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. They're fantastic. So, my number 9, since we're not doing 13, is Dredigon, who is the dragon from the 5th generation. He's the only one-form dragon.
Yep.
Does not evolve, has no preforms. He can have a couple of abilities, Rough Skin, which causes your opponent to lose 1/16th HP when they make contact with Dredigon. And it can also have Sheer Force. And this is an interesting ability. And it's a shame he doesn't have more abilities with added effects, because when a move has an added effect, like it has a chance to leave a burn or has a chance to make someone flinch, it negates that added effect and instead adds 30% more power to that move.
Huh.
So you lose the chance to, you know,
inflict something.
Inflict a status ailment or something, or increase or decrease stats, but it gives you that extra attack.
I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, and you know, it's a fitting ability for him because he does have such a powerful attack. Base 120, pretty good defense and special defense as well, both at base 90.
But the big thing that really hurts him is his speed.
Very slow.
It's really, really slow.
And his defense is solid. Those are both positive stats for him. But his HP isn't amazing.
It's a little bit average. Higher, he definitely can make it higher on this list. I can forgive the bad speed if his HP was a little bit higher and he could take a hit.
He does learn some very
amazing
good
moves.
Dragon Move, Dragon Claw, Dragon Tail, Outrage, and those are all physical, which are very fitting for him.
Superpower.
Superpower as well, fighting type moves. You can also get Crunch and Night Slash, which are also very good. See, the thing about is he's Crunch and Night Slash. I think Night Slash also has a chance to make him flinch. And Crunch can make Night Slash has a higher crit ratio,
exactly.
And Crunch can make you flinch. So Crunch would be a more powerful move for him.
But because of his ability, wouldn't the flinch go work?
I think it would negate the flinch as well. I think. I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
But, you know,
in which case, I would like that better, because Crunch will hurt a lot.
As of the 5th generation, he has the two weaknesses, two ice, and I'm going to have to rethink some of my notes here, because I was thinking about fairy type as a weakness as well. Two weaknesses as of the 5th generation, dragon and ice. He can counter both of those weaknesses by himself, because he has superpowers as fighting type move against ice, and of course, dragons versus dragons. He can learn a lot of different types of TMs, most of these dragons can. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, that there is a fairy type move that he, or a fairy type Pokemon that he's going up against. He can learn some moves to counter that. Unfortunately, they're only special attack moves. I think like Sludge Bomb, and I think there's like a Flash Cannon he might be able to learn, which is a special steel move. And his special attack isn't very good, so still kind of vulnerable to that type. But that didn't really affect my ranking too much, because I like the next Pokemon more than him.
Number 8 was Dredigon, so...
Okay.
Yeah,
anything else you want to throw out about him?
No, we're good.
Are you sharing me? It's going to be a short show.
Let's go.
Okay. My number 8... Let me see. I got a couple of 6th gen guys in here. Oh, Altaria. So
there we go.
The two.
Hey, who was the other ones, though?
Jeez.
Might as well throw them out there.
These are going to confuse people
might
so
well.
Much. Noivern and Tyrantum. I do not like as much as Altaria.
Tyrantum. What was
he in the game? He is the rock dragon, the fossil. From the 6th gen?
Vaguely.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex looking guy?
Yes.
Aptly named?
Yes.
But they're not as good as Altaria. He's a dragon flying from the 3rd gen, like we mentioned before. Can only have one ability, Natural Cure, which cures status ailments when you switch him out or when the battle ends.
Which is pretty cool.
And you listed off his base stats. It's alright. It's you listed off his base stats already. 75, 70, 90, 70, 105, 80. So nothing weak. A lot of things are just kind of average. Your phone's going off. This has to happen once per show.
Right now, my phone is on Guardians of the Galaxy theme.
Oh.
So my text ringtone is Rocket going, that dude there, I need his prosthetic leg. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
So good.
I believe you. But Altaria, I can learn a couple of Dragon-type moves. Dragon Breath and Dragon Pulse are both solid special attack ones. This guy is mostly going to learn special attack moves like Sky Attack. Actually, that might be physical. I take that back. But his Dragon-type moves are going to be special, so finding one with a nature to boost his special attack would be ideal. He can counter his weaknesses to Fire and Steel. He can counter his enemy weaknesses with Fire and Steel moves. Steel would be for Fairy. So he can counter his weaknesses as of the 5th generation with Fire moves that he can learn as TMs. But this guy, like you kind of alluded to when you talked about Dragon Dance, he's best used for stat buffing.
Yes.
Because he can learn Dragon Dance, which will increase his attack and speed. And he can also learn Cotton Guard, which will raise his defense 2 stages. Mm. So a guy who already has pretty impressive defense can increase it that much more. And I actually... I liked using this guy to battle our, former mutual friend, Ralph. I don't really talk to Ralph anymore.
Ah, that's a shame.
Anyway.
I can't always hate Ralph anyways.
That's a shame. I hated that guy.
Well, douchebag.
Well done. Oh, I hope he listens.
I don't care.
So... I would fight Ralph with my dragon team quite a bit, and I would always send an Altaria first, because Altaria, you can just, especially in the for the 5th generation, you can spend so much time maxing out defense, then maxing out attack and speed, throw a hyper potion on him, and I just leveled Ralph's team with Altaria so many times. It was just delightful to see him get super frustrated that he couldn't break through Altaria. So... that's he's a Pokemon that is useful, and because of that ability to buff his own stats, I find it more useful than Drudagon. Let's go to your 7.
I'm not looking at this.
We started out with the top 5. We started out like this is just the top 10 dragons right here. What did you do?
I don't want to do that. I'm gonna do a little flip flop.
Okay, let's see it.
Do I want to do that?
All right. Oh my goodness!
My number 7 is gonna be Flygon.
Hey, mine too.
It's painful for me to put him that low, but
I think it's the right thing to do.
Because I really like Flygon. He's kind of one of those guilty pleasure Pokemons for me.
Okay.
It's just because when it comes to the dragons, because he was on my dragon team, and I really enjoyed him. But he was definitely the weak link.
Well, Flygon, he's an enjoyable Pokemon. Ground Dragon from the 3rd gen.
Ground Dragon picks up moves like Sandstorm, Dragon Claw, Hyper Beam, Dragon Tail.
Rock Slide, Vein Attack.
You can teach him some really good stuff with that. But his stats, he has 2 really good stats. That's his attack and his speed.
Yes.
Everything else is just 80s.
Which is average.
Yeah, which is fine.
Serviceable, not great.
Makes me sad when I had to say 80s is kind of like meh on him because it's a dragon. Hold everybody else, 80 is low.
Well, it's true. I mean, we're talking about a type that when we get to the upper echelon... they share the same like total base stats as legendaries.
Yeah, it's gross.
But the advantage you do have is Flygon. He evolves a little bit earlier than other.
Yeah, 45 into his Flygon.
Yeah.
And he picks up. Does Vibrava pick up the dragon stat?
I don't think so. I think Vibrava is just still a ground.
Huh. For some reason, I feel like it's a dragon as well.
Not 100% sure.
Thought it was a dragon ground. Whatever.
I don't have really too much to add. You covered it pretty well. I will say that naturally, just with the move set that he comes out of the box with can counter 7 types.
Yeah.
Including his 2 weaknesses. Not Fairy, because obviously the 5th generation doesn't have a weakness to Fairy.
Well done.
However, if they were a 5th Fairy type, he could counter that with Steel Wing, which you can teach him with a TM, which is a solid move for him because of his base 100 attack. The one other thing I wanted to bring about Flygon is, wouldn't he make a great Dragon Bug?
He would. Again.
Yeah.
You and that Dragon Bug tag, you were obsessed with this.
I really want it to happen. I mean, Dragon Ground, I think, is a really solid type combination because you don't pick up any extra weaknesses. And correct me if you think of something. You don't pick up any extra weaknesses because of Ground type. It just makes you double weak to Ice.
Yeah.
You do pick up an immunity to electric, and then you also lose your resistance to water and grass, but it's not like they become super effective, they're just normal effective.
Yeah, so who cares?
Yeah. But it is, some of the other types that we'll get to later on do introduce a lot more weaknesses to the dragon type. A dragon bug would pick up a weakness to flying, pick up a weakness to rock, which dragon flying has anyway, and fire would become normal effective rather than super effective.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we don't have to get into the intricacies of what a dragon bug would look like. I just think it would be a cool type combination.
It would be.
Because they're my two favorite types.
I thought Haxorus, if you wanted to be a dragon.
He would be another great dragon bug.
But we'll get to him.
We sure will. Let's go to your number six.
Kingdra.
Once again, spot there we go. On.
Found it.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're in sync today.
I had them flopped, and the only reason why I switched them is because I looked over the stats a second ago, and I was like, yeah, Kingdra's got better stats. Well, not better, just more balanced.
More, yeah, and it gives him the ability to be
a jack of all trades, kind of.
Yeah,
he's
got
good
a more
enough
diverse,
speed.
Yeah.
He's got good enough speed. He's got his 95, his attack, defense, special attack, and special defense.
Mm-hmm.
All that 95. It's just his moveset's nothing amazing. He picks up Dragon Pulse, Dragon Dance, Hydro Pump, Brine, and that's really like the best of it.
And see, he doesn't. He's not really super awesome with TMs either. Pretty much,
no.
It's just on type stuff. Can't learn any dragon TMs. So this guy, his only offensive dragon move is going to be Dragon Pulse, and that's what really kept him from being a little bit higher on my
list. Which would be fine anyways, because he still has really good special attack. So it still
right.
is a good move for him.
And for a Pokemon that has very good attack and special attack, he doesn't learn a lot of physical moves.
No.
He can't learn a lot
is
of physical
Brian
moves.
Physical?
I don't think so. I mean, even if it is physical, I think it's just a base 60. So it's okay, but not great.
Yeah.
It is only because of its type combination, it's only weak to dragon, which
mm-hmm.
would also be really important for it to maybe learn one other dragon like heavy hitting move.
Can you teach him ice moves? I
yes.
think he can pick up things like ice beam and everything as well.
Yeah, he can pick up ice. There's pretty much water and ice TMs that he can pick up and a few
yeah.
normal.
So, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, you can use him to fill a slot.
Yeah, and he can have two different abilities, Swift Swim, which doubles his speed and rain, and also Sniper. And Sniper is an interesting ability because it causes critical hits to do more damage.
Huh.
And there's some tricky math going on when they change to the 6th generation, but pretty much in the 5th generation and previous, critical hits do 1.5 times damage, so 50% more damage. It ups it up to double damage,
hmm.
which is pretty good.
Yep.
So, I don't know if there's anything else I want to say about Kingdra.
Nope, he evolves via dragon scale.
He is the only second generation dragon, which is interesting. That
huh, you're right.
Yeah, the first generation only had Dragonite, the second generation only threw in Kingdra.
Kingdra. And then the third generation picked up three.
Yeah, the third and the fifth generations really were the most generous to dragons.
Yeah.
To that point, because the sixth generation was also pretty generous to dragons, but the first and second generation didn't have a lot. The fourth generation threw in Garchomp, who we will get to. But other than that...
God, I love Garchomp.
Yep. The first generation was kind of funny. There was only one dragon, but there are other Pokemon that tried to pass off as dragons, like Gyarados and Charizard. Not really dragons.
I almost threw Gyarados on this list for funsies.
It's funny. He would be at the bottom, because just one Thunderbolt takes
hey,
care of him. One Thunderbolt from anyone kills Gyarados.
I thought his super form, or his mega form, was a dragon.
I don't know.
Does it pick up dragon?
I don't know. They keep on like adding more mega forms, and I think we may one day get to the point where everyone has a mega form. It's something that I kind of wish didn't exist. As much as I love Mega Ampharos, because he's an electric dragon, Mega Evolution.
That's another
just
one they don't have. It's an electric dragon.
Yeah, and there's no natural one. See, a lot of these dragons, as long as we're taking a tangent on our tangent, are either dragon flying or dragon ground. And, you know, most of them, I mean, you know, like,
there's no
what,
dragon.
Six,
dark,
six out
no
of the
dragon.
There is a dragon dark. It's Hydreigon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. But Dragon Psychic?
Nope.
That would be baller, though.
They
Holy
don't
hell.
Mix dragons with types very much, except when it comes to legendaries, because there's a Dragon Ice. I believe there is a Dragon Fire legendary.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a type that they don't experiment with too much, which is a shame, because I think that they could be a lot more creative with their type combinations, which would be much more interesting to see rather than
still,
Mega Evolutions.
Still keep it low. I mean, I don't want, like, 30 dragons, but, you know, still, it was interesting.
We'll eventually get there, because they'll keep making new ones, but I think, like, the ratio of dragons to every other, like, species in the game is, like, there's, like, 4 or 5% dragons, mm-hmm. which I think is appropriate, because it's supposed to be this really powerful type.
All right, what are we on? 5?
Yeah, let's go to your 5.
This is where we're going to start separating, I think.
Okay.
I got Haxorus.
Let me see. Nope. Number 5.
Seriously?
Yep.
Awesome.
So, before we get into Haxorus, because we both have a number 5, in between Haxorus and Kingdra, I had Dragalege, the poison dragon from the 6th gen, and also Gudra from the 6th gen. I had them both in between those two.
Maybe the evolution of the Skrull? That thing?
Yes.
Yes, that thing is cool.
It is.
The only downside
cool.
with them is at one point I had nothing but water moves.
It's true. It doesn't learn a whole lot of dragon moves, but one day we will get to a big breakdown of that guy.
Yep,
let's stick to the spirit of our list and go to Haxorus.
One little tangent right there. It was just a 2-second tangent. You're fine. Alright, Haxorus is a baller.
Dragon from the 5th generation can have Rivalry or Mold Breaker as abilities.
Nice. Yep. Both really nice.
Mm-hmm.
His strongest attack is definitely his attack as the strongest dragon.
No, base 147, which is a weird number.
God.
But yeah.
I don't know anybody who has a higher attack than that. Good speed at 97. So this guy hits really hard and hits really fast. And the only thing you gotta be careful about is his special defense. He has low special attack and low special defense.
And his special defense is base 70. I mean, it's not
like it's terrible.
It's not great, but it's not like a huge drawback.
Mm-hmm. This guy is super solid. It evolves at 48, which is a great level.
Used him on my first run through of Black and White.
I wish I did.
I actually had one traded to me. I traded for an Aksu, and it from some guy in Japan just traded me an Aksu for something. I don't even remember what I traded him for.
Probably one of the starters. You sent them out like crazy.
Well, yeah, I like to breed starters and just start sending them out to fill in my Pokédex.
This guy has got an awesome moveset. He picks up Dragon Dance like he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Swords Dance, which I thought was weird. He picks it up at a later level. I mean, does it do more attack boost than Dragon Dance?
Yeah, Swords Dance will increase your attack stat 2 stages, whereas Dragon Dance increases your attack and speed 1 stage.
Okay. Yeah. He picks up Guillotine, Outrage, Giga Impact. You can teach him a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's very good with TMs. He can learn fighting TMs so he can counter his ice type weakness. Also, in the 6th gen, he can learn poison TMs so he can counter fairy if you need to. But, like you said, very good for stat boost. Dragon Dance is, I think, essential for this Pokemon because you can spend 1 or 2 turns just giving him that extra edge in his attack and speed, and then he can just level anybody.
Yep.
One thing that I thought was interesting about him is that he can learn a ton of TMs, like you mentioned. With the variety of TMs that he can learn, he can counter 12 different types.
Awesome.
Which is great. Of course, he can't do it all at once, but you can give him a really diverse moveset, and because of his very strong attack,
there's no way you can stand up to it.
Yeah, he has a lot of diversity in the type of Pokemon he can take out. So, anything else you want to say about Haxorus before we move right along?
He's just wonderful.
Okay, we're pretty well in sync here.
All right, we have to separate on this one because there's no way you put this next one as low as I did.
Okay,
Hydreigon.
Nope. I mean, he's at least 1 or 2 spaces off. But
we're
pretty in sync.
We're pretty in sync. The only reason why Hydreigon made it low on my list is because of his high evolution, and I don't like high evolutions. I like low evolutions, which is why I love Haxorus and various other ones.
But Haxorus didn't make it higher.
I wish he could. I do.
So why do you like Hydreigon more than Haxorus?
Because he does have better all-around stats.
Mm, sure does.
This guy is way too solid.
Yep.
I mean, at one point, I just gotta ignore the high evolution to a degree, because that is really high. 92 HP, 105 attack, 90 defense, 125 special attack, 90 special defense, and 98 speed.
Yeah, there is not a low stat in the bunch. All of these are positive stats.
And he doesn't have beastly moveset.
Yep, sure does.
Picks up Dragon Rush, Body Slam, Hyper Voice, Outrage. He can teach tons of dark moves, because he's a dark dragon. He's just disgusting.
Yep, he's a fantastic Pokemon, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So my number five is Garchomp, Dragon Ground from the number fifth
four.
Gen.
Number four is Garchomp.
Okay, good. He can have the ability Sand Veil, which is great. Increases evasion in a Sandstorm by 25%, and he can learn Sandstorm. So
yes, he can.
It's a really fantastic little combination that he can have. Just
on
his own.
He has the second high, third highest attack of the dragons, 130.
Yeah, 130. Base 108 speed, 130 attack, 95 defense, and then the specials, 80 and 85, 102 speed. So a lot like Haxorus, he is primarily going to be a physical attacker, and he's very good at it, but his special stats are no slouch either. They're solid. They're solid enough to where you could teach him a couple of special moves and then be very effective. Can learn Dual Chop as well as Dragon Claw and Dragon Rush. Dig for a ground type stab. Can also learn Crunch, and you can heart scale the Fire Fang and Thunder Fang moves.
Yep.
Which is great. He's not great with TMs. You, of course, can teach him Earthquake, which you should.
Which is fine, because his moveset is nasty as it is.
Yeah, and you could teach him Rock type moves if you want. You can teach him some Fire type moves. He is a bruiser, not very diverse. One thing that you can do with him is you can also play an even bigger evasion strategy than just like the Sand Veil and Sandstorm strategy. You can teach him Double Team. So you can, if you wanted to, for this already awesome Pokemon, you can make him very hard to hit.
Yep.
And his HP is great, and his defense is great, and his special defense is very, very solid. So because of his type, he picks up one immunity, but no extra weaknesses, which is nice. He can counter all of his weaknesses, and he can even counter Fairy, if we were talking about 6th gen, because you can teach him Poison Jab.
There you go.
So he can counter everything and be very good at doing it.
He's wonderful.
Garchomp is excellent.
Which is why he's my number three.
Four.
He's my number three.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's my number four. You're number three.
Who's your number three?
Well, let's talk about Garchomp a little bit more. Have you ever used one, like, start to finish in a game? Which, 4th gen?
I actually, 2nd gen, I did that all dragon team.
Oh, yes, and he was on it.
Yes. Gross sauce. I will use him every time. I don't care. He's one of my favorite Pokemon. The guy is just really good, really solid. He's my favorite ground.
So, my number three is Hydreigon.
There we go. We just flopped him.
Who is a dark
dragon. That was so painful for you, too, to put him at number three.
I mean, I like all of these guys. So,
I do, too.
I mean, to say you're the number three dragon, congratulations. You might be in the top five of all Pokemon.
The only two on this list I won't use is Altaria and Drudgeon.
I probably wouldn't use Drudgeon either, but Altaria I'll use. I like Altaria.
She just is boring to me. Too much work.
I was really looking forward to using it in the third gen Nuzlocke. But Hydreigon, Dragon Dark from the fifth gen, like you already mentioned, can only have one ability. It's Levitate, which gives it an immunity to ground, so an extra immunity. Because of its type, the Dragon Dark combination, it has two immunities to, well, because of its type and its ability, it has two immunities to Psychic and as well as Ground, 6 resistances, but it has 4 weaknesses as of the 5th gen. You can throw Fairy in there as well for the 6th gen.
There you go.
And it would, because it's a Dragon Dark, it would be, it's 4 times weak to Fairy, which is terrible. But of course it's weak to Dragon and Ice, and it's also weak to Fighting and Bug because of its Dark type. And its moveset is excellent, but it only naturally counters one weakness, which is, of course, its dragon weakness. Mm-hmm. Learns Dragon Breath, Dragon Pulse, Dragon Rush, Outrage, Bite, Crunch for your type stabs. Also can, like you mentioned before, Slam, Body Slam, Hyper Voice, which are normal type moves. They're great moves, but they're not going to give you any sort of type alignment advantage. Very, very good with TMs. Not quite as good as some of the other ones we mentioned, but still can, you know, learn many different moves to help it counter its type weaknesses. It can learn fire type moves for its ice and bug weaknesses. It can learn psychic moves for its fighting weakness. It can learn flying moves for its fighting weakness. So it has the ability to make up for its weaknesses if you're using TMs. Sats are, like you mentioned before, stats are solid all the way around. Nothing to complain about there. Everything is excellent. The only reason it's not higher is because the next two Pokemon are so awesome.
Yep.
So what's your number two?
I hope it's the same as mine, but I don't think it is. Salamence.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Salamence.
Go ahead.
Shouldn't be number two. I acknowledge this. But my number one...
I understand.
I hate you. I just hate you.
I understand.
You all can see the look he is giving me right now. Dear God.
I could barely look at myself when I made this call. But go ahead. Talk about Salamence.
Salamence has a good evolution at level 50. So it's nice and early. Well, in comparison to dragons. He has an amazing moveset, Dragon Breath, Zen Headbutt. He's the only dragon that picks up a psychic move all by itself. He also learns Fly all by himself.
Learns an HM on its own. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Picks up Crunch, Dragon Claw, Dragon Tail. Picks up. Does he learn Flamethrower on his own, or do you have to teach it to him?
Teach him.
Because he can learn Flamethrower, which is also really gross.
Well, a lot of these dragons can.
Really good moveset. I mean, stats as well. 95, 135, 80, 110, 80, 100. This guy is just a monster. Go ahead, do your number two.
My number two, actually, the its base HP is 95.
Yeah.
I thought you said 85. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I said 95.
My number two is Dragonite.
How?
Who is the dragon from the first generation.
How painful was that for you?
It was quite painful.
I bet it was.
I went into this list thinking, I'm pretty sure Dragonite's going to be number one. Maybe Hydreigon could give him a run. Maybe Salamence could give him a run.
The only reason why I put Dragonite as my number one is just because he is the first. He started it all.
He's the original
dragon.
Because
he's a beast.
And do you remember how annoying it was to try to get a Dratini in the Safari Zone?
Oh, it's the biggest pain in the butt in the world.
Because at first, you had to find like the specific like trio of ponds to fish for him. And then you had to just chuck Safari Balls at him.
Like all crazy. Day. And they just would not...
And then raising Dratini in Dragonair was a pain in the butt in the first generation.
Yep.
It was... damn near impossible because the only moves it would have for a long time were like Rap and Thunder Wave.
And it picks up Pound.
It also picks up Slam when it becomes Dragonair.
Come on.
Still not great. Still not great. But Dragonite, like you said, is the original dragon, first generation dragon flying.
And he's still the best. Well, second best according to you.
I mean, that's like... they're probably like number one and two of every Pokemon ever.
Ever. Pretty much.
Non-legendary.
Which I can't remember. Is Salamence a dragon flying as well?
Yes.
See, then...
Dragonite has... Let me get through this.
All right, get through
this. Because it's painful.
Why on earth would you... Okay, make your...
Has the ability Inner Focus, which prevents flinching. It's a solid ability, but doesn't do anything to kind of boost itself. HP, base 91, 134, 95, 100, 180. Excellent stats all around. Speed is the only thing that's not excellent, but it's still quite good. Very good moveset. Dragon Tail, Dragon Rush, Outrage, Dragon Dance as well if you want to make his already excellent attack
Except
even better.
Aqua Tail.
Mm-hmm. Aqua Tail. Wing Attack and Hurricane are the two flying moves it picks up, so you can play those flying steps if you want. You can Heart Scale, Fire Punch, and Thunder Punch. You can counter... its weaknesses by itself because you can Heart Scale, Fire Punch. We can also teach it a lot of fire and fighting moves. You can teach it TMs to counter a ton of different types. And this one can counter 11 types on its own. But you don't even need to use TMs to do all of that. It can counter 8 types
on its own
by its own moveset that it learns. I would actually suggest skipping flying moves altogether, which is a shame because. You can play those stabs with flying moves, but I would go with like Fire Punch over a flying move because it just gives you a wider diversity of things you can counter with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, truly excellent. Very hard to raise in the first gen, but with each generation, it gets a little bit easier to get yourself a Dragonite, which I highly recommend doing. There was a time where I had 7 or 8 of them.
Yep.
Just because I would carry them over from generation to generation. I think I've whittled it down to 3, which is still... gaudy.
Yeah.
3 Dragonites.
So state your case. Why is he number 2? And why is Salamence number 1?
Let's hear it. Basically, because Salamence can counter a wider variety of types just with its own moveset. So Dragonite can counter 8, Salamence can counter 10. That's it. Otherwise,
that's the only reason
they were in a dead heat until I started looking at the types that they could counter. Their stats, HP is practically the same. Attack is practically the same. Salamence has an advantage in special attack and speed. Dragonite has an advantage in defense and special defense. So it is a damn near equal trade. Salamence can learn just as many great dragon moves. Dragon Tail, Dragon Rush, Outrage, Dragon Dance. Sorry, I'm reading Dragonite again. Salamence can learn Dragon Breath, Dragon Claw, Dragon Tail. Doesn't learn Outrage, but its stats are still awesome. And Salamence learns a variety of dragon moves, like both physical and special, whereas Dragonite is learning just physical. You can TM special. So that was a damn near a dead heat as well, maybe a slight edge to Salamence. Salamence, like you said, learns Fly on its own, which is a better flying type move. For Salamence, you can Heart Scale Thunder Fang and Fire Fang, which are just like Thunder Punch and Fire Punch, dead even on that as well. He does get the thing that puts him over the edge to give him those extra counters is that he does learn Bite, Crunch, Zen, Headbutt. Yeah. So you get those off-type moves that are dark and psychic. So slightly, those put him just ever so slightly in a higher category. That feels weird even saying. Not even a higher category. Even like sleeping slight tonight. Edge. I will sleep just fine, thank you. I got the right list. So, yeah, it's a shame that Ryan couldn't join us, because Ryan always has these little side topics that gives us interesting discussions to have.
Well, you know, next time.
Yeah, and I was also looking forward to talking about our 4th-gen Nuzlocke, because I'm about 3 gyms in. I think he's about 1 or 2 gyms into a Nuzlocke.
How's it going for you?
Going pretty well.
Any casualties?
Yes. I got a little cocky with my Chansey.
Aww.
Because you get that egg, hatches into Happiny, becomes Chansey.
Yeah.
It was at level 17, and I was getting real cocky with it because it was level 17, its HP was over 100. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to throw this thing out in battle. Like, there was a double battle coming up. I was like, I'm throwing out Chansey and having to boost a couple of levels from this double battle because its HP is that good and it can stand up for a couple of turns in a fight. I won't have to worry about it dying. And it was a double battle that I knew was coming, and I had a level advantage with all my other Pokemon because I was wiping the floor with everyone. So I was like, I'm going to send out my... I wasn't 100% sure who was going to be fighting in the double battle. I was like, I'm going to send out Chansey and my best guy. And my best guy at the time was Monferno, the the Chimchar evolution. And who did one of the opponents throw out? But a fucking Gyarados. And as soon as I saw that Gyarados, I was like, God damn it, Chansey, run. Chansey, run. Chansey didn't make it out in time. So, my only casualty, and I was thinking about having it be a member of the team, but I don't know. I still was unsure if it was going to be a permanent member, so it wasn't like I was heartbroken, because it wasn't even caught up with the rest of my team yet. I hadn't put that much work into it. But yeah, just kind of disappointing that I had a cool Pokemon like Chansey.
What was her name?
Her name was Bear.
Okay.
So, now Bear is dead.
Bear is dead.
But the rest of the team is shaping up pretty well. Something else that I've been doing is I've been kind of chipping away at a run-through of Fire Red on my GBA. Which has been pretty cool. It's pretty cool to go back to it, especially after, of course, playing Gold and Silver so many times, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, as many times as we did after Nuzlocking the 3rd gen and now going through the 4th gen, how many times I played Black and White, Black and White 2. This is the first time I've gone back to it since all of those games came out. And I'm really digging it because it's very familiar, but not super, like, it's not super familiar. There are things that I remember instinctively just because I've played it so many times. But it's really cool to go back and look at how they constructed the world when you, I'm looking through it at the through the lens of having all of these modern games to look back at it with. And the one thing that is just absolutely absurd is Cerulean City. Because Cerulean City is completely closed off. You get to it from Mount Moon. You cannot go back to Mount Moon from Cerulean City. I have no idea why they don't let you backtrack there. Not that I would, but it's absurd that you could only... It's a one-way street to go from Mount Moon to Cerulean. Then, not only that, the front gate is blocked by a bush. It's a bush. You cannot leave this town. The only way you can leave this town until you beat the... Well... Shoot, you can't even do it once you beat the gym. The only way you can beat, you can leave this town if you don't have someone that has cut with you is by going through someone's house that was robbed. So you're adding insult to injury there. This guy, his house was robbed by a member of Team Rocket. You go through it so you can leave town. You recover his stuff and you go back. You can go back to give it to him and they'll let you keep it anyway. But you just keep on going through his house over and over again, unless you have someone who has cut, which, of course, why would you carry someone who has cut? It is a stupid, useless move. It's a waste of space. It's one of the reasons why I hate HMs. But yeah, Cerulean City, it's just ridiculous.
You know how people are. Like, if there's a car accident on the side of the road, everybody's got to slow down and watch. I mean, imagine everybody going through town, suddenly you're slowing down as we're walking through the wreckage of your house, like... Oh man, that must suck.
Yeah, but if you see,
come on, what the hell?
But if well, you see, it's not.
Might as well be spitting on the guy.
You're not just slowing down to look. You're also stopping, getting out of your car, and messing with the radio. You're walking through his house after he was robbed. His wife and children are traumatized. No, it is really cool to go back to it, especially, you know, constructing a team, because right now I'm using Charmander, of course, Charmeleon. I have a Pikachu, of course.
No, you're not Nuzlocke in that one.
No, I'm just right there. And actually, aside from a couple of gym battles, I think, like, versus Misty, I really haven't run into any trouble. I can't remember anyone fainting. But Misty is a really annoying battle because you either have to grind and grind and grind to boost up your guys to where you have a level advantage, or I played a strategy with Pikachu where versus her Staryu, I double teamed over and over again and increased evasion. The first time I tried, didn't work. I had to turn it off and start up again because Pikachu dies in one hit.
Yep.
Because Pikachu is squishy. But the second time I was able to, you know, dodge my way to a victory versus Starmie, who I think I'm going to use. That's one guy that I absolutely want to use in this run through. I want to find a Staryu and use a Starmie.
I forget where you get him.
I think it's a fishing Pokemon. But yeah, I'm not sure either. But I'm gonna find one, and I'm gonna use it, and hopefully I'm gonna transfer it to my fourth generation.
Because it's easy in that game, because you can just buy the freaking stones.
Yeah,
the water, buy stone water stones that you need for it. Which I still to this day don't know why they changed that.
Yeah, I don't.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
There is a stone shop in the sixth generation game. The fifth generation just drove me nuts because there was no place to buy them. It just let you buy these things, and even if they have to do it to where you have to get certain accomplishments and it unlocks more stones that you can buy, that I would be fine with that. But just make it to where I don't have to do silly things like super training over and over again to get stones.
What was it in the... God, what version was it? You had to pretty much like catch shit and bring it to Bill.
Oh, sure. Was that...
I forget what that was. That was,
That must have been Heart Gold, Soul Silver, because... Bill wasn't in another version.
Was he? Because because they just simply didn't have the gems in the shop. And, that one's... God, what's the grass town?
Celadon.
Celadon. Yeah, and Celadon's sitting in the shop, that's where you can buy the gems. They just simply wasn't there when you got there in Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
Isn't it kind of funny that when you think about these games, you can think of the first generation and know... Pallet Town, Viridian, Pewter, Cerulean, Viridian, Lavender, Saffron, Celadon, Fuchsia, Cinnabar Island. Try to do that with another version. We might be able to do it with gold, silver.
Maybe.
Because you start out, what is it, New
Actually, Hope? I can't even think of any of the towns in freaking...
There's Cherry Grove. There's Violet. There's the one with the Goldenrod. No, I can't do it with another version.
No.
But I can just rattle off the cities.
All of them in that one, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I guess it just goes to show how much we've played that first generation game without thinking, well, we probably played Gold and Silver more. I guess it just goes to show how much more we were paying attention back then.
Yeah, to that point, where you're just we were. Just go. I wanted to go beat more crap up.
I mean, yeah, now, well, see, now I just get into a city like, all right, where the fuck's the gym? I cannot name one town in X and Y. I cannot
the
even.
Entrance, welcome to blah, blah, blah. I don't care where's the gym. I just
grab the guy by the shirt. Give
we
me.
We got wonderful attractions here. We have a Ferris wheel. I don't give a fuck about your Ferris wheel, all right? Just where's the gym?
Come to our fantastic shopping center. Look, buddy. I am here to kill all of your Pokemon. Either bring me the gym leader, or I'm going to start on you.
Just give me a motherfucking bloodbath. I'm done with it.
All right. I think motherfucking bloodbath is a good place to end it.
Yep, me too.
So.
Good for the kids.
Next week is the mini show, which I'm excited about because we'll be able to talk about games that we didn't get to talk about during the official show, yep. Like Hyrule Warriors.
Yep.
Which is good.
Yep.
It's very, very good. And Theater Rhythm for the DS, which is also very good.
There you go.
And I'll probably talk a little bit more about Teslagrad, which is that puzzle game.
You got further?
Yeah, I think I'm almost done with it. I'm going to try to wrap it up before the mini show. But yeah, we got a lot to bring up, which is good. So, and then after that is the Super Nintendo show, and then I guess we'll do an official show this
Maybe.
Month, I suppose.
If I feel like it.
I mean, it's the 4-year anniversary, so.
Is it?
There's that, yeah.
Nah, we gotta do something big. We gotta think of something cool for this one.
No, we really don't. We just, business as usual.
4 years anniversary.
I was actually thinking of, like, for ideas
we
for an anniversary show. A ranking of all of our shows.
Not ranking of our shows. I mean, dear God, how egotistical can we be?
The best show was when we ranked the Ice-type Pokemon. I was actually thinking of, like, what would be kind of cool to, like, edit in as, like, little clips of our favorite moments. And then I just realized our favorite moments are just us screaming at each other. That's not interesting.
It's going to be us yelling at each other for 30 minutes.
Just do a reenactment of our favorite moments, just yell at each other for 2 minutes. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, if you want to do some sort of ranking, yeah, there's something we could talk about.
We should think of something. I mean, we haven't done like a, other than this, we haven't done like a game ranking in a long time.
It's true. But anyway, till next time, everybody.
So long.